Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 216 for Thursday, January 8th. I'm Taryn Shields. Coming into the close of trade, the ICE Futures Canada canola market was firmer on Thursday, lifted by technical-based buying by speculators. The March contract was trading above the key resistance level of $450 per ton. Canola prices were anywhere from $2 to $4 higher, March up $2.50 at $451.70 per ton. Spillover support also came from the gains seen in Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures. Worries about unfavorable weather damaging Malaysian palm oil crops and signs that export demand for global oil seeds is improving added to the bullish tone. However, light farmer selling at the highs helped to limit the advances. Spillover pressure from the declines in Chicago soybean futures was also bearish, as were generally good conditions for South American oil seeds. In the U.S., corn and wheat and soybeans were all softer. Soybean futures were anywhere from 2 to 9 cents lower. The March contract was down 8.5 cents at $10.47¾ per bushel. Generally good conditions for the South American soybean crop ahead of the upcoming harvest continued to overhang the market, as did the large U.S. supply situation. Expectations that buyers will start turning to South America for soybeans very soon were also bearish. However, weekly export sales data from the USDA was still good, and news of another sale to China was tempering the declines. Corn futures in Chicago were softer. Prices were anywhere from 1 to 4 cents lower. March was down 1.5 cents at $3.94¾ a bushel. Smaller than expected weekly export sales data, continued strength in the U.S. dollar, and spillover pressure from the weakness in wheat were undermining the market. Expectations that the USDA's monthly stocks report will show very large U.S. corn supplies on Monday also weighed on values. However, slow farmer selling in the U.S. due to recent cold weather tempered the downside. Wheat values were sharply lower, reacting to disappointing export sales data from the USDA. Just over 226,000 tons of U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week. Values were anywhere from 9 to 12 cents lower. The March wheat contract in Chicago was down 12 cents at $5.67¼ a bushel. Ongoing strength in the U.S. dollar index, and ideas that the cold weather risk for U.S. winter wheat crops has been priced into the market, were also bearish. That's a look at the futures prices and markets for ICE Futures Canada and Chicago for Thursday, January 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.